Ask any Czech to name the country's most famous beverage, there's no doubt the answer, with only the fewest of exceptions, will be beer. Not only do Czechs drink more of the stuff per capita than anybody else, Czechs are also very proud of their brewing history, which includes the world's original Pilsner. For 4 years running, the independent CVVM agency has been conducting polls mapping the Czechs' relationship to the beer. The latest results were released on Wednesday. Jan Wellinger has this report.
Ah, beer. What could be more typically Czech? This week, the chairman of the Czech Beer and Malt Association, Jan Veselý, was among industry insiders who welcomed the latest independent findings by the CVVM agency, an annual survey on Czechs and beer. Among the findings, a number of revelations as well as a confirmation of more long-term trends. Of the latter, the survey suggests most Czechs value their beer history. A full 99% of the 1,000 or so polled agreed beer was an important part of Czech culture. 94% said it was something to show pride in abroad, and 78% were of the opinion Czech beer was the very best in the world. To a degree, many pubgoers here won't drink anything else. The CVVM agency's Jiří Vinopal.
In general, Czechs are very conservative drinkers because they favor their 1, 2, 3 marks of beer or labels and are not very willing to change their habits, to drink something different, to taste new beer from a small brewery or, for example, imported beer.
To a tiny degree, that is changing. According to the survey's findings, those with stronger purchasing power are growing more willing to experiment with different or lesser-known brands, both Czech and foreign, and breweries are taking notice, introducing more high-end products like special dark beers. In all cases, Czechs, both men and women, cite taste as certainly one of the most, if not the very most, important factor. Another interesting finding, an increase in the consumption of alcohol-free brew. Jan Veselý of the Beer and Malt Association.
Alcohol-free beer is ranking some 2.5% over total consumption, which is below the traditional rate that we can see or meet in the traditional West European beer countries, where the ratio is some 5%. So I think this is another 2.5% for us to grow. And I expect personally that we will go a bit above this level, because our people are more used to drink beer in larger quantities, and this is why they will miss it more when being unable to drink beer because of driving or whatever professional activities. 20 years ago, the quality of non-alcoholic beer was argument for not drinking non-alcoholic beer or alcohol-free beer. Now the taste, the general taste, is practically very similar. Experienced drinker, man of the middle age, his normal reaction was, oh, I never tried it and I'm not going to do. But now they try and say, okay, after all, it's not that bad.
The survey was not without some negative results. Despite general pride in their beer tradition, 67% of Czechs polled indicated that the high consumption of beer in the Czech Republic is not always something to be especially proud of. Czechs are also self-critical, realizing that some probably drink too much. On the other hand, the survey suggests that positives outweigh the negatives, and there are no doubts that beer will continue to play a strong social role in everyday Czech life. Jan Veselý, once again.
I think it's very important everywhere in Europe or Atlantic area, Europe and States and Canada, to meet people, to be with people, to contact with them in a ring of your friends.
Jan Veselý of the Beer and Malt Association, ending that report by Jan Wellinger.